wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Everybody's focused on the State of the Union tonight. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember what was said last year?
What was
I
the state?
I thought so. Seriously. So I'm not one of these folks who goes gaga. It's a speech. And it's a long one. So knock it out, but we'll probably forget it by tomorrow. All right, then. I was in Florida this weekend for the Trayvon Martin Remembrance Dinner. And, of course, in April, there's going to be a Stand Your Ground hearing. In that particular case with George Zimmerman. And Keith Bocamp has this interesting piece he's doing on Discovery that deals with, called The Injustice Files, Hood of Suspicion, where it really lays out that for black folks, when it comes to self-defense, it's not the same when you're white. He joins us this morning. Hey, Keith, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, man, we've seen the stories come out of Florida that show the racial composition of what happens when black folks invoke Stand Your Ground or self-defense and what everybody else does, and let's just say it's not equal.
Yes, that's an unfortunate thing. Statistically, when African Americans and people of color actually use the Stand Your Ground laws, it doesn't benefit them. And, the case that we're having is a very, the show that we're actually presenting is a very provocative but honest look at not only self-defense laws, but also racial profiling.
What's the breakdown of these cases?
Well, what we wanted to do was to pick three significant cases that we felt encompassed the two major issues that actually plagued the Trayvon Martin tragedy. One, of course, was racial profiling, of course, self-defense laws. And we wanted to show that self-defense laws discriminate most of the time when African Americans use it. The cases that we're dealing with is the Robbie Tolan case that happened in Bel-Air, Texas, that took place in December of 2008. Of course, Robbie Tolan, to give you a quick breakdown, Robbie Tolan and his cousin basically were returning home after hanging out New Year's Eve, and as they were going home, they were followed by police who suspected that the two young men was driving a stolen vehicle. And they actually drove up to their driveway, and the police officers and followed Robbie and his cousin up his driveway as they were going into their home and forced them at gunpoint to lay on the ground. And things ended up escalating when another officer came to the scene, and Robbie ended up being shot.
And his peers
and of course,
were
Tom,
inside
we had
the
that
house.
Story on.
Yeah.
We had the story here on the Tom Jones Morning Show.
I remember.
And Robbie was a star baseball prospect, and then his career was ended because of that gunshot.
Mm. Absolutely, and the family is still fighting because of the fact that the officer, no charges were ever brought against them. There was no accountability from the police department whatsoever, and they're fighting right now to get some type of justice. I know the officer was acquitted of his wrongdoing. But the family went forward for a civil suit, and that was thrown out of court, and now they're making appeal.
Mm.
And the second case is Rekeel Boyd that took place in Chicago, and this happened less than a month after the Trayvon Martin tragedy. And because of the Trayvon Martin tragedy, the media, of course, went towards that story, and no one ever heard about Rekeel Boyd. And she was a young woman who was with a group of friends who were hanging out in the Douglas Park area of Chicago, and they were confronted by an off-duty detective who had a few words with them about the noise in the neighborhood. And basically, he took his gun out and shot at Rekia and her friends, and Rekia was shot by a stray bullet. What's so interesting about this particular case is that the officer claimed that he was aiming his gun at one of the people in the crowd who was with Rekia, who had a few words with him, and it ended up being that the person had a cell phone in his hand and not a gun like the officer believed that he had. And, of course, Rekeel Boyd is no longer with us.
And let me guess, the third one is the kid who had the music too loud.
No, absolutely not. The third one is John McNeil. We wanted to pick a case. When you talk about standing ground law, self-defense laws, not being equally used and granted for African Americans. The John McNeil case is it. You're talking about a successful black businessman who bought his dream home for his wife and two sons in Kennesaw, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And after leaving one of his sons home one day, John received the call that there was someone lurking in the backyard of his home who was a white guy who basically threatened his son's life. And John basically jumped in his car. He calls 911, tell the operator to please have police on the scene. He's rushing
right
to his house to make sure nothing is going on. He gets there, and he realizes it's someone that he suspected early on, the person who it could possibly be, which was a builder that they had fired weeks prior. And basically, the builder ran towards John. Before he ran towards John, John watched him grab something underneath his car seat and place it in his pocket. And person ran towards John, and John had to use his gun in self-defense. He was taken to the police department. The detectives there let him go because they all said it was a clear-cut Castle Doctrine case. But after 274 days later, he's sitting at his dream home with his family. He gets a knock at the door, and there's arresting officers there saying a grand jury hearing just took place. They have to arrest him murder.
And civil rights groups have still been fighting, trying to get his release ever since.
Yes, yes. This is a case that's been fought strongly by the NAACP and many other organizations, and now John is serving life in prison.
Jesus.
Keith, what time, what channel?
Well, the time would be 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Tomorrow, is it tomorrow? Yes,
yeah.
Tomorrow night on Investigation Discovery.
What channel right is that?
ID.
On Investigation Discovery.
And what's the name of the show?
It's called The Injustice Files, Hood of Suspicion.
Injustice Files. All right.
Keith Bocamp, always a pleasure, man.
Good
Thank
job.
You so very much.
Thank you.
Keep up
great
the great
job.
Work.